morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, loaded this hour. In 5 minutes, we'll talk Preakness betting with the GOAT, Jeff Siegel. Teddy Greenstein's on the show, and hockey and UFC this hour with Lou Finocchiaro. I'd say last night, Paulie, we got a huge result on our Phoenix Suns to win the Pacific Division bet that we made all the way back in the middle of February, 16-1. Maybe you got a little bit higher in that neighborhood. I know we've talked about it a lot. But now, what the magic number is, what, win one more game?
Yep, or Clipper loss.
Clippers loss. Done.
They were up 8 in the fourth quarter, and then give Portland credit. They rallied back, and Portland needs it too, because their magic number is now 1, and they don't want to be in that play-in game. But Booker fouled with 1 second left, knocked down the free throws, and the Suns get it done. And now it's also great how they close, because San Antonio's locked into the 10th seed, and that's who they play the last two games. But Clippers will probably win out, but you just need one more win out of the Suns now, and it's savor the flavor. How often are you going to give out a 16, 18, or 20-1 on air, and you're going to have it in pocket? So that's phenomenal, and a great job by the Suns. And we got a lot of help with the injuries with the Lakers. The other one...
Well, you know what that probably means, though? That we're also going to lose Tom Thibodeau, coach
probably,
of the year.
Probably.
Oh, that stings.
And what a perfect storm this could have been. Imagine if the Kings were, if this was like the NBA and the Kings were tanking and they needed to lose. I mean, how high can you make a hockey game? Now, the Westgate, the Avalanche went off a 550 favorite and they won 5-1 after winning the night before 6-0. And I think the Kings played a fourth or fifth string goalie. They actually scored first, though, which was hilarious.
You know what that was?
I did see $6 before. The Capitals were a juggernaut. Buffalo needed to lose to ensure they would get McDavid or Eichel, and I saw $6. But to think of 550 in a hockey game, astonishing.
How much of that do you think was locals hedging out of Golden Knights to win the division bets? And they were betting it every which way imaginable. They were betting maybe the Avalanche straight on the puck line. Maybe they had them tied into parlays last night. Cut it down a little bit. I could see that happening.
I didn't even look at puck line. I saw $3 in regulation. Think about that.
Did you really?
They were $3 in regulation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. $5.50 in a hockey game. Can't believe it. Oh.
But and then actually it was, I'm not going to call it squeaky bum time, but it's 1-0 Kings. They get into the second period. You're like, is this really going to happen? Avalanche going to lose this
right,
game?
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, because I had the Avalanche to win the division at +250, and I'm like, they're down to $1.30 to win the game or $1.40.
It got that low.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
And then all of a sudden, you couldn't even blink. Bam, there's one. There's another one. Huh? You want a third one?
Yep.
And then two more on top of that.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's been a long time since we've done it in baseball, but how are you going baseball? Like Pedro against the awful Devil Rays?
Yeah.
Pedro was on fire with the Red Sox. $5? $4? I'm trying to think the highest baseball.
It was Severino against the Royals a couple years ago. He was $5.50.
Yeah.
And they got blasted.
Yeah.
Remember?
Double
Royals added. Destroyed them.
Yeah.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The Preakness is already tomorrow. Jeff Siegel is one of the best horse racing handicappers of all time. He'll join the show. How is he betting the Preakness? Find out coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Mets have won 7 consecutive games. They'll have David Peterson on the mound today as a $1.40 road underdog of the Tampa Bay Rays. They're laying a $1.50 7 under at Tropicana Field. The Cleveland Indians have Aaron Civale pitching, a $1.20 favorite at Seattle. Corey Kluber for the Yankees laying a $1.85 at Baltimore. Clayton Kershaw, $2 home favorite against Sandy Alcantara. And the Miami Marlins, +180, 7 under at Chavez Ravine. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies, an 8.5-point home favorite against Sacramento. Clippers laying 11.5 at Houston. Dallas, a 13.5-point home favorite against Toronto. The second jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness, is coming up on Saturday, and VSiN's horse racing experts have every angle covered. Go to VSiN.com/horses for full race coverage, special offers, and picks from Ron Flatter, Jeff Siegel, Dave Tooley, Millie Ball, and Jeremy Plonk. VSiN.com/horses. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
All right, let's get into it. The Preakness Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel, and they're running a great promotion. Second leg of the Triple Crown this weekend, and First Bet's the perfect place to start your betting action. Sign up now, you get analysis and wager on every race, AI-assisted picks, secure payments, great customer service, and a reliable website. First Bet's giving $20 in free bets for all new users who sign up now through May 15th. Use the promo code VEGAS20. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses and use promo code VEGAS20. All right, sir, let's before we get to the Preakness, what are you looking at today at Pimlico?
Actually, it's a good card today at Pimlico. In fact, it's a good card both days, surprisingly so, because they have several stakes races. Sometimes the stakes races come up a little short in terms of competition. You get a lot of short price favors. Not this week. I've got a couple of horses this week that I like, both in the stakes races. The 10th race at Pimlico is a race called the Miss Preakness Stakes, and number two on your program is a filly named Red Ghost. She's 5-1 in the morning line. She's only had 3 starts but 2 wins, coming out of an allowance race, so she's tackling tougher here in this Grade 3 event. But she's really good, I think. She can lay just behind the leaders and then blast home, and she's improved with every start, and she's undefeated, actually, sprinting on dirt, which is what this race is. So for me, Red Ghost in the 10th race at 5-1, Johnny Velasquez and Wesley Ward, I think that's a pretty good value play right there. And then the following race, in the 11th race, it's called the Hilltop. This is another race for fillies, 3 years old. This is a mile on grass. And there's a filly named Tracy Flick, number one on your program. She's actually a maiden in a stakes race, but she actually did win a race, got disqualified. But she's good as well. This is a Shug McGahee-trained filly, inside draw, blinkers on, and Joel Rosario. And I think she's going to continue to improve, and even though, again, she's technically a maiden, she's certainly good enough to win this, and she's 6-1 on the morning line. So these are good, a couple of good prices in contentious races, but that's what we're looking for.
What are your thoughts on the field with the Preakness and the circumstances surrounding it?
Well, that's a tough situation. Bob Baffert's got 2 in here, and they're the 2 favorites, and I don't know what to make of the favorite. I mean, obviously, I think Medina Spirit earned his win in the Derby. I honestly don't believe that the medication that he had in his system helped him at all.
Okay.
I think he ran his race, and if you look at his form, he's run 6 times. Only 2 horses have ever beat him, and that's his stablemate, Life Is Good, who's maybe the best 3-year-old in the country. But he got a little hurt, and so he'll come back in the fall, summer or fall. But he beat him twice, and then another horse named the horse that I actually liked in the Derby, Rock Your World, beat him in the Sandy's Derby, and that's it. He's a really good horse, maybe a better horse than people think. He also has tactical speed, which is to say that he can go to the front, as he did in the Derby, but I don't think he needs the lead, and I don't think he's going to get it in this race, because I think Bob's other horse, Concert Tour, will bust out there and go. So I, as a handicapper, I'm going to look at Medina Spirit with the idea of thinking that he's going to run his race. Now, that remains to be seen, And I don't think he's a great gamble per se. He was a great gamble 12-1 in the Derby. This time he's going to be 9-5 or somewhere around there. So I guess the time to get him was 2 weeks ago. But this is not a real strong field. So for me, Medina Spirit stalks Concert Tour, his stablemate, hopefully goes on by. There isn't any real effective closers. And we saw in the Derby how it was kind of a parade. Nobody passed anybody. I'm thinking the same thing might happen here. Only difference is I think Medina Spirit can sit second and then maybe wear down Concert Tour. So not a great gambling race for me. I looked for some long shots, tried to find some prize horses. Honestly, I couldn't find any. This is just not that deep of a field.
What do you tell people who were so mad about the Derby who had Mandaloon and they were like almost demanding their tickets be cashed, a week after the events unfolded?
Yeah, well, for every loser, there's a winner, too, and there are people who would have lost money on Medina Spirit, just like they lost money on Maximum Security a couple of years ago when
sure.
He got disqualified. So, it works both ways. I understand the frustration, but again, if I really thought in my own heart that the medication helped Medina Spirit win, then you'd feel bad. But I don't think that was the case. But I understand why, the horse's win is in jeopardy. In fact, if the split sample comes back with a positive, then he probably will be disqualified. But, In Perry Mutual Racing, it's just not practical to expect that there is any change in order and in payoff. That's just the game. You got to live with it.
Always good to talk to you. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you.
There you go, Mr. Siegel. And First Bet's giving you $20 in free bets for all new users who sign up now through Saturday. Promo code VEGAS20. Everyone who redeems the $20 free bet offer will receive full access to the VSiN subscription products for free from now through the Belmont Stakes. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. All right. Go rapid fire here. We'll do in pocket in a second. We'll start with win-lose. A couple bad beats. Phillies and Nats over 8-4-1 in the second inning. Doesn't get there. Now, this was early, but the Wild led 2-0 right away. It was 3-0. They were $1.20. It was the first time since the Hartford Whalers, the St. Louis Blues were down 3 goals and they won by 4+. 7-3 final. Are you kidding?
I mean, that's just going into the second. You're down 3-0, then you come back and score 7 unanswered. We had that a couple of times last year in the bubble. Didn't Dallas do it to Colorado in their series? Before you could blink, It was like 5-1.
I think Colorado did it. I think
Colorado going the other way around? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, bad for the books. Colorado opened 380, closed 550, and beat the Kings 5-1. Heat plus 1.5 went off the favorite, 1-12. One lose some the Reds, who were routed. Castillo again, rough. I guess I could put the Spurs in there, too. Knicks were down 17 in the third quarter and won the game last night. There was another one. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram, a couple of great dog videos. Look at this guy with his bed, with his makeshift bed, how he's got it. Again. Hey. A bulldog, right? He just knows. Oh, he's bringing it.
In the sun.
Yeah.
Little toasty.
Look at that setup.
I'm telling you, Paul, if they could make that for human beings, I would absolutely want to go test that out.
I love that video.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah, let me get comfy here. He crawls right up on it and then lights out.
Like that hammocks. I fall asleep in hammocks in like 10 minutes. Takes me no time. Usually at night, I toss and turn for 2 hours. And a hammock? Come on.
And this one, this is underrated. This one. The other one with the dog on a trampoline? The Rottweiler? This is awesome. Playing with the toddler? Look at him getting into it and doing the somersault. And have the dog rolls over, somersault, jumping up and down, mimicking the toddler. Put both of those up, Dan. That is great. Look at that. It's like a mosh pit. Like he's hanging out, like dancing, right? Great video.
Yeah.
Win lose. I can't get over what happened with the lottery. This gal's 40 years old. She buys the winning lottery ticket for $26 million. She goes home. She washes it. It's lost in the laundry and she doesn't have proof. Surveillance not good enough. Yeah, they know where she's a regular. Not good enough. $26 million down the drain. KTLA on Twitter. Surveillance video images of a lottery ticket purchaser aren't enough to verify they were the winner. With a lost ticket, you would need evidence like a photo of the front and back of the winning slip. There it is. Imagine that. Imagine that.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. No idea where she works, obviously. But if you're the owner, if you're the GM, if you're the manager, what do you tell this person? Honestly. And how long would it take you to get over that? You're never going to get over that. Right?
No. Right. It's an innocuous thing. You just think, oh, I saw the slip. It's in my, I forgot it.
Oh, no, it went through the wash.
Yeah.
And then that's the winner.
And it's gone. And there's no coming back from that.
Yeah. And again, it could be like a lot of people play their same numbers, you know, every single time they play the lottery. How about the lines out here, by the way? Because you can't play in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And when the numbers get really juiced
right
up,
a couple hours.
And like at the California state line or in Arizona, it's like they're miles long wrapped around. In the summertime, doesn't matter.
Where, is it the Baker or Barstow?
Barstow.
What's the line in the movie? The drugs took hold somewhere around Barstow.
Oh, yeah, somewhere around Barstow.
Loathing?
Yeah, Fear and Loathing, yeah.
Movie.
I got to go back and watch that one. Been a long time. Here we go with in-pocket plays. I thought I was going to go 2-0 on the program yesterday. Very close. But Castillo, again, the ERA was 15-plus in the first inning going into yesterday. He allowed 3, so over 1.5 runs. Do you see what happened in that first inning? Reds had runners on first and second, one out, double play. I thought I'm dead.
Oh.
Then the Rockies get a run in. And there's like nobody out. Then a guy doubles, I believe, if I recall correctly, thrown out at home. Like, are you kidding me? I'm going to lose this. And then a two-run shot.
Oh, really?
I also bet over 3.5 for the first three. It's 3-0 in the first. Can't get there. That was a loser. Won a little bit yesterday.
What a wreck.
Baseball record so far on the show, 15-11 plus 6.26 units. Give me a... people might disagree with this, but I like a couple of favorites in the hockey playoffs, so I'm going to parlay them together. I'm going to go Hurricanes and Oilers to win their respective series. Parlay pays plus 118 in that situation.
All right. I'm going with the Penguins. I'll say outside of Toronto, Pittsburgh's got the most pressure on them. Toronto hasn't won a cup since 67. And outside of the Doug Gilmer, Felix Potvin team, they haven't done a damn thing either in the playoffs. So I expect big things out of Toronto, like most people. But Pittsburgh, they have cups. I mean, my God, they're a juggernaut. But going back the last few years, though, you get swept by the Islanders, and that was embarrassing. That was vile and nasty in the bubble, getting taken out by Montreal. But they went 6-2 this year against the Islanders. They're awesome at home. Their PK stinks, but the Islanders can't exploit it because they have a weak power play. I give the Islanders the goaltending edge, but they're saying all the right things out of Pittsburgh about, oh, these guys are healthy, and they're back in net. So I'll trust the Penguins, and I have to trust Tampa Bay, the pedigree here. And I know the champs, $1.40, had a great story with the Panthers, and the Panthers went 5-3 against them in the regular season. But they are getting Kucherov, Stamkos, and Hedman back. Game one on Sunday. I'll take Tampa. And there it is, baby. Feels good to put that one up there. Not in yet, but the magic number's one. Suns 16-1 to win the Pacific, and the other penny, the Nets, to win the East plus $1.70. Who knows how that ends?
Okay, so we tweeted out the video from earlier at VSIN Live. I'm obviously going to stick by this. The video is out there right now. Again, follow us on Twitter. Said earlier in the show that I have multiple tickets on the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. I also bet here at Circa McDavid to win the Conn Smythe, Mike Smith at 150-1, McDavid 40-1. If it comes in like that, Oilers win the cup, and one of those two win the Conn Smythe, I'm going to fly to Edmonton when we're allowed back up there, when the shutdown actually dissipates.
What the thing's going to get back to normal there?
I have no idea. So they could win the cup like in July, and I might not be able to go up there until next year. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we'll find a pub, we'll find a bar, whatever. First $1,000 in drinks on me if that happens. I'd love to meet the people of Canada in Edmonton.
I'll do the same thing if it's Toronto. What's the great spot in Toronto? You couldn't believe it. It's the biggest sports bar you've ever been in.
We'll get feedback on that. Okay. Real-time, what's it called? It's right there.
Is it across from Jurassic Park?
It's right there. It's right by where they play hockey, yeah. Phenomenal bar, like 150 TVs as soon as you walk in.
Is everything in the same area where the Raptors play? Do the Raptors play in the
pretty
same
close,
building
yes.
as the Leafs? What's it called? Bell Center? Whatever.
I get confused thinking about it. By the way,
Molson might be Montreal.
Our hockey expert Andy McNeil responded to the tweet because I said if they lose to the Jets, I'm not I'm done betting hockey. Andy McNeil said I'm cheering for the Jets now. Come on, man.
Put your Christmas lights back up.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Am I gonna? Mitch can run the week here. Am I gonna go 0-5?
I don't like the look. Got a good one today.
Oh my God!
You got a good one. Three of diamonds?
What is going on?
Ooh.
What is going on here? I go home for the week.
I was beatable.
What
Six
happened?
Of spades.
I got like nothing but threes and fours and fives all week. Oh, it's an 0-5 out of the gate.
Good. I like May. May's off to a good start.
How big is this ticket going to be for the crew?
Probably more expensive than me buying drinks in Edmonton.
Barstow. Oh, my God.
You'll do the same thing if it's in Toronto, huh?
Yes. I love Toronto. A lot of fun.
Oh, it's an unbelievable city.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Canada in general.
I can't say the same about Winnipeg, though.
You went there for hockey camp, right?
Oh, that was, yeah. Where'd I go? I've been everywhere, man. Where'd I go? Saskatoon? Regina? Oh, my God.
In the middle of absolutely
goalie
nowhere?
Camp, yeah. Winnipeg.
We get a lot of feedback on the show from Nova Scotia, Halifax.
I was on a traveling hockey team. We played Thunder Bay, Ontario.
I've been there before.
Played a couple. We used to go Skokie, Illinois. But all over Illinois, traveling, Wisconsin, all that, yeah.
He was Orca Fett.
Yes, the fan. Good one. Yes, good. I can't wait for the hockey playoffs. It's going to be a fun week, at least as well.
Well, think about what next week, this week.
We got a major with the playoffs start Saturday. Good schedule Sunday with hockey. Final day of the NBA regular season. Play-in games, playoffs, right? Golf major. It's good now.
So back from vacation this week, and it absolutely went by in a blur. Next week's going to zip by. You're right, because there's so many things going on at the same exact time. Next week's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then June's going to be here.
Boston, $1.60. How about that price? I know you said Andy makes it higher. Ooh, no respect for the Capitals. That is no respect for the Caps.
Okay, feedback here. Yeah, with all the photos, it really is. We're running out of time today, but next week we'll maybe put some photos up as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, sending them in. It's called Real Sports. The photo I'm looking at right now.
It's Real Sports.
Brings back memories. Oh!
Toronto, yeah.
What a great spot.
Oh!
Incredible.
Looks like Circa, the sports book.
And Jason says, Scotiabank Arena, Raps and Leafs both play there.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Real Sports bars right next door.
I'm rooting for Toronto. Edmonton had Gretzky. It was the best teams of all time. They could have won five in a row. I mean, it was ridiculous. Let Toronto have their time.
Teddy Greenstein points bet coming up next. Updated golf odds and NFL liabilities at this point. Coming up next. Welcome back. Follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network, here on a Friday morning live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Teddy Greenstein joins the program now with Points Bet. Good morning, Teddy. How are you?
Mitch, I am awesome. I was listening to you and Paulie there, and you're getting me extra excited. There's a mention of Skokie, Illinois.
Sure, yeah.
Which is, about 15, 20 minutes from me. And then I heard a lot of talk about Toronto, where all my in-laws are. So great people up there. We need to get mobile sports betting legalized for the fine people of Ontario.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that city. I love Canada in general overall. Great spot. My wife has a ton of family up there as well. So we visited before, and it's beautiful, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we have, you guys are also talking about how exciting next week is going to be. We're calling it mayhem. So we get into the playoffs and the PGA Championship, but we still have some good stuff going on now.
Yeah, tell us about what you have going on with the no juice promos that you're going to be offering this weekend.
So this is pretty exciting, and I don't think this has been made public yet. So obviously, Mitch, you know that we already have like the best U.S. odds in all of our states. So, you know, you'll often see minus 105, sometimes minus 103. We're taking that a step farther in Illinois, Colorado, and Michigan. We are going to have no juice for the NBA play-in tournament and the first round of the NBA playoffs. So that's going to be Illinois, Colorado, and Michigan, no juice. And in all six states, we still have the best odds in pro sports.
Wow, very strong. Gotta love that idea. Yeah. You're also offering a booster. Actually, the card tomorrow night in the UFC, I think, is pretty strong. You're going to offer a booster on the main event?
Yeah, for UFC 262, we have Charles Oliveira boosted from minus 135 to minus 115. So almost even money if you like him there.
You paying attention to the golf today at all?
Yeah, I always do. My pick of Bryson DeChambeau is not looking good thus far. I mean, he shot, I believe, 3 under, which at that course is like even par. I mean, I was looking at this. For the guys who shot even par yesterday, Mitch, they are tied for 132nd. That's how much of a birdie fest it was. So Jordan Spieth, a heavy, heavy favorite. I saw him as low as plus 225, but he has retreated to plus 300 because he had the nerve to bogey the first hole and make pars on 2 and 3. So this is going to be interesting to see. I hope the course plays a little tougher. Otherwise, we're going to see a winning score of about 30 under.
You know what's funny is that I was watching the highlights of his round again yesterday, right before the show started. I've never seen this before with a golfer where he's completely stuck, right? Like, his ball at one point was in a mud trap yesterday. He hits it out, it goes past the green, and somehow it looks like it was going to be stuck on the, you know, right past the green. You know, it rolls right back within like 5 feet. It's unbelievable with this guy.
They're so sick. I mean, he had such a bad lie in that spot, and he takes out a hybrid.
Yep.
And it's just incredibly hard to make contact. And not only does he make perfect contact, but he uses the bank to have it roll back closer to the green. So Jordan was great yesterday, eagled 18 with a walk-off. And, you know, this is a good tune-up for the guys as we head into Kiawa next week.
Okay, so we've, you know, done a lot of NFL the last couple of weeks. The draft is finally behind us. What are some of your most popular future bets?
Mitch, so here are our five most popular bets thus far, and they're all going over on total victories.
Of course, right?
Bills over 10.5, Colts over 10, Rams over 10.5, Chargers over 9, Steelers, I misspoke, Steelers under 8.5. So we have four overs and an under. No confidence in the Steelers. People must be thinking Big Ben is over the hill.
I actually agree with that. I think the Steelers this year, it's going to be, and I've been super high on Pittsburgh the last couple of years, not in 2021. And then what about like adjusted win totals that you've made overall?
Absolutely. So we have four prominent adjustments, Mitch. So the first one is on the Chiefs win total, which opened at 12 and now is up to 12.5.
Okay.
The Falcons win total opened at 7 and is up to 7.5. The Ravens opened at 11 and has actually dipped down to 10.5. And the Broncos win total opened at 7.5 and is up to 8.5. And the over is being juiced at minus 135. So I think we know what that means. I don't know who's wearing number 12 right now in a Broncos jersey, but I think people feel like that jersey could be going to somebody else before long.
Well, Teddy, I'll give you guys credit. You left the Broncos on the betting board.
Yes, I know. I mean, I was looking at it. Some of these future games that are in week 4, week 12, week 17, like, how do you price a game involving the Packers? How do you price a game involving the Broncos? I mean, there's so many teams where you, even the Patriots, you know, if you're looking into week 4 or 7 or 10, but I guess that's why they call it gambling. Who knows who the quarterback is?
Great stuff, man. You guys are really offering some tremendous stuff again this weekend. Thanks so much for coming on today, Teddy. We appreciate that.
Loved it, Mitch. Have a great weekend. See you.
Yep, you too. Up next, Lou Finocchiaro is going to join the program. We'll do UFC eventually with him, but he loves betting hockey, specifically during the playoffs. We'll run down series prices with Lou Finocchiaro coming up next.
Wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, a $250 match bonus, one-time playthrough. BetRivers is your hometown book, not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play sugarhouse.com in Jersey. It is playoff time, hockey time. Nothing better, especially than the first round. It always delivers. The NHL playoffs, and anything can happen when you get a hot goalie, right? And you get go back and just throw up the old photo there. There's a good-looking youngster. You see myself there in high school with the that is long hair, not a mullet. Very important.
According to you.
Yes, hot goalie when I had the number one goals against in the state of Minnesota. And
well-documented.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Look at that kid. Not a care in the world.
All right. Let's talk some hockey here. Lou Finocchiaro joins the program. We're going to get this UFC plays coming up in about 10 minutes. But Lou, we talked to you about this last year, I believe, when we had the bubble and the UFC was going on as well in the NHL. You don't bet the NHL during the regular season. You love betting it during the playoffs. Explain why.
First of all, thank you for having me on, guys, especially to discuss hockey, which is a sure passion of mine. And so the way I handicap hockey really is to understand that the games are different in the postseason than the regular season. Team like Dallas, team like the Islanders, they're not going to win 3-on-3 kinds of hockey games. That's not how they play. the playoffs is all about playing from the goal out. And that's why I'm easily discarding teams like Toronto and Edmonton and others, because if they don't fit from goal to defense, and then, oh, by the way, maybe they can score, then I really disregard them. And it's never let me down outside of the case of Pittsburgh a couple of years ago. Besides that, I put tremendous importance on the last 20 games of the season. And then lastly, the data, usually 82 games worth of data, this year 56, is such that I can compile the data. It's hard to fool me with 56 games worth of data, in my opinion. And that's basically the foundation by which I approach hockey playoffs.
How important is depth, and now with the schedule? Here, we're going every other night now, and maybe it's certainly going to help if you have another good goalie.
I think it's hugely important. Depth is always hugely important, but more as importantly, I think you got to look at teams that play heavy and teams that don't. And a team like Colorado doesn't. And I think they're somewhat fragile. And in this kind of a season against teams like St. Louis, Minnesota, and Las Vegas that play heavy, I tend to think that Colorado, I don't regard them like everyone else does.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So
I do not.
You know, they're going to be the betting favorite at pretty much every spot right now to win the Stanley Cup, ahead of teams like Vegas and Toronto and some others, obviously Tampa Bay. So then how would you rank it then at the very top?
I rank Vegas at the very top right there with Carolina. That said, at those prices right now, both teams coming in their series as favorites, and at their short prices right now, now's not the time to be getting involved with those teams. Let's watch a game, and let's see if one of those teams can go down 0-1, because then, just like in live betting, the options change, the prices change, and you can create value for yourself when there was none at the beginning of the series.
How much stock do you put into like history overall between two teams? And the example would be the Golden Knights. I mean, if they won the game against Colorado on Monday night, right, they'd be in the Avalanche spot right now, President's Trophy, number one seed overall, and they get the Blues. Instead, they lost, dropped to two, and they get the Wild. That's the one team in the league that has played Vegas exceedingly well since they came into the league like 4 years ago. Do you put any stock into that whatsoever?
Yes and no. Yes, it's a factor. No, Vegas is too strong, too big. Their analytics are too strong. It's going to take someone like St. Louis to beat Vegas. And that's how I see the finals of that West Division.
Who do you have in your final four?
Let's go Edmonton. Boston, whose numbers kind of jump out on the page to me. This one's tough because I'm going to say Florida. I think they're a totally overlooked team and disregarded, especially in the first round. And Las Vegas.
So you're on the Florida train.
Wow.
I'm on the Florida train. I mean, now I'll put these on, but Florida... 15-5 their last 20, playing Tampa Bay 11-9. That doesn't mean Florida's going to win, but I talk about passion on Twitter and heart and grit, and Florida has this big brother problem with Tampa, and Tampa won last year. I love the mental outlook that Florida's attacking this playoff with,
How about the Pittsburgh Islanders series and the issues the Penguins have had the last couple years in the playoffs?
Because I love the goal out, I really want to like the Islanders in this situation. That said, I think Pittsburgh has a chip. I like that Malkin's getting back. He's maybe the most underrated player in the last 15 years in the NHL, in my opinion. And so I tend to think that Pittsburgh might be up for this in a division there that's kind of wide open. But I think it's Pittsburgh, Boston. And if Rask can show up, I think Boston's maybe a little overlooked too.
Have you played Boston in the series yet?
No, I've really been trying to compile information to get ready for this first game. I will play Boston in the first game against Washington, yes.
Okay, any other bets you made so far?
My favorite.
Or that you're thinking about making?
Edmonton 30-1, St. Louis 40-1, and then with the Las Vegas Golden Knights for my futures, I'm gonna try and be patient and hope they lose the first game, and then I'm probably gonna take a series bet, and with the Knights, I'll probably bet them series to series to derive a little bit better value.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, right? Don't panic in the NHL playoffs. I mean, we saw it again over the years. I mean, the Capitals.
Capitals,
the year that they
won.
0-2. Down 0-2 right away. Came right back. The year the Kings won it, Lou, down 3-0 to the Sharks. They came, you know, storming back to win that series and to win the whole thing.
2001 with Jonathan Quick in net at 25-1, we did have the Kings. So these long dogs can happen if you can get a goalie. And you were talking about MVP odds as well. Here's one for you that's long. Paulie, you might like this one real quickly. Anderson, goaltender for the Blues, for the Leafs. I know the Leafs want him in there. 500-1. That's a bad number, and that's a circuit right now.
Lou Finicaro, our guest. Great talking hockey. We'll talk UFC with him coming up next. Tony Ferguson is on the card tomorrow night. He's lost two fights in a row after that 12-fight winning streak. Is it time to continue fading the former champ? We'll ask him coming up next.
Sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook now. Get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app, use the promo code VSiN, and get started with the only top-rated book that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLING. Let's close strong.
Little UFC tomorrow night.
Yes.
On the surface here, as we continue with Lou Finicaro, it appears to be a pretty good card. Not a lot of huge favorites, Lou. Every fight is close with the betting odds, the way it appears. Would you describe this as a pretty good card, one that we need to watch?
I'm totally fired up from it. I've been efforting very diligently all week to get my positions from 9 down to maybe 6.
Oh, wow.
There's some good positions here.
Wow, okay. Ooh. Can we begin with Ferguson? I know he's not the main event, but he's lost 2 in a row. You know, go back a year. It was like a year ago this time where we had that first UFC card. It was Ferguson against Gaethje. We couldn't wait, and he was really dismantled. And sometimes you see it when aging fighters lose a step. They're not the same guy, like McGregor. Do you have an opinion on this fight with him? Do you keep fading Ferguson here?
That's such a great question, and I'm going to tell you that my answer will be based on price. The only way I could consider Ferguson is if he gets to plus 200. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's a little bit of public trickling in on Ferguson, and this line stayed Dariush minus 170 all week long. That's a fair representation of two guys that fight similarly. I just don't believe that the Ferguson past body of work is such that he can compete at 37 years old with this young Dariush. He's talked a little about Nurmagomedov. Dariush is a little chapped at that, but I will say one thing. This Dariush is not automatic. He's a little bit emotional, and he's feeling disrespected by Ferguson, and he can be wild and jump into the firefight. And if he jumps into a firefight with Ferguson, he could walk into one, and he's been rocked before. So it's not a fight I'm going to wager on unless I could get Ferguson plus 195 or 2, then I might get interested.
Okay, very good. What about the main event? I know you have an opinion on this fight.
This fight's going to be so outstanding. Two guys at the top of their games, an unrelenting pressure wrestler with profuse power. And Chandler, that wrestler, has 17 finishes in his career, 13 in the first round. Oliveira, known to be a little slower starter, has some dubious history in his background because he hasn't appeared to like body shots, and he's turned it off years ago in fights. And so that might be clouding some people's perception of him. However, his recent body of history is outstanding. Since he went to 155, he's fought the top competition in the UFC. He's got the better body of work. He's the younger, taller, longer man with more ways to win. And if we can see the bell to round two and get into round two in this fight, which I believe we will, I think this thing starts to swing towards Oliveira. And I also like the over 2.5 in the fight. That's currently plus 155 at Circa.
Okay.
Over 2.5 plus one. Okay,
wow.
All right.
A move big time. How about Grundy and Burgos? Those two fights, please.
Sure. Mike Grundy is a fighter from England, again, an unrelenting pressure wrestler, and that's a great base for success in the UFC. He's fighting a guy, Lando Venata, that is a very dubious talent and questionable whether he really is in the outskirts of the UFC. Fought at 155 his whole career, drops to 145 for this. My goal today is at 9 o'clock, that he weighs in and makes weight because Grundy's too much for him. Grundy opened 195. He's down to 125. I don't know what people are seeing here, but that's a wrong move. And I really like Grundy, and he's in a good spot here. I think he's just going to rub Donata out.
Okay, the other one was Barboza versus Burgos. Mm-hmm. Barboza, here the history. Now, he's only fought twice in the last year. He won in October. But remember, we talked to you, I think it was like this weekend a year ago, when he took on Dan Ige, and you gave out Dan Ige, and we were all on him, and Barboza was like -$20 live in the third round. They gave the decision to Ige.
They did, and a dubious decision probably at that, if I have to be completely honest, but that's the way it went. The thought at the time was Barboza dropping from 55 to 45 was going to lose a little gas. That was my thought. He didn't lose any. He's fought well, but he's in with a different kind of crazy maniac. Barboza's going to be the straighter, quicker, more precise guy, but at 35, after a round of effectiveness, I think Burgos is going to take it to him.
And then you have a bet on Chookagian as well?
Chookagian against Arahu. And again, if we research every one of these fights I'm giving out, we're taking the younger fighter, and that's the case in Chookagian Arahu as well. Chookagian, though she's younger, she's taller, she's longer, she's more experienced by far. And even though she's a totally boring fighter, the over 2.5 in this fight is four something. -4 something. So this is going to be a boring fight with the Brazilian Araujo trying to get inside and take Chookagian down. And Chookagian, I believe, being too deft in a large cage in Houston, being able to pitter-patter her way into a decision.
Do you have a best bet at all, or are they all pretty equal going into the card tomorrow night?
Yeah, I would hang my hat on Grundy, the over in the main event with Charles Oliveira, those three.
Grundy and the over in the main event. You're the best, Lou.
Yes, sir.
I think you're going to be on with, are you in studio today at South Point with Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to do the show with Matt this afternoon, so I'm going to have to brush up on a little NBA before then, but I'm up to the task.
Excellent. Follow him on Twitter. He is @GamLou. Good talking to you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks so much, gentlemen, and good luck to everybody.
Right. You too.
You're the best. How about that? 70-cent move. And he's on, he disagrees with the move, obviously, on Grundy. And then a 30-cent move, and he likes the main event over. That's just juicy. Plus 155.
And he said that would be one of his best bets.
Yeah.
And he's got like 9, wants to cut it down to like 6 before the card. Well, you want to cut again? What do you got?
4 hearts.
Boy, you're terrible.
What is going on here?
Is it rigged? Do we have a, something? Dan? I saw Dan, I can barely see the guys back there, but I saw Dan pumping his fist the other day when he won. So there might be some funny business going on here.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Come on. Let's go. Let's see how many times it takes before you get a face card.
Ace.
Now, there, ace is spades. There you go. One.
Finally.
But you know, now you needed that one on Monday. By the way, good feedback on Twitter regarding me going to Edmonton possibly. And by good, I mean just the worst.
Oh, they have no chance?
They have no chance.
Oh, yeah.
What a worthless ticket. Burn your money.
Oh, stop.
I wouldn't take Edmonton at this price.
Oh,
you guys are fun on Twitter. You're really a blast. Thanks for checking in today.
Let's do it for Canada.
Let's do it. Yes.
Toronto.
Be great.
I don't agree. I think Toronto or Edmonton, well, and how I feel about Smith. I think Toronto can do this. I think they can.
Smith's been playing great.
Now, there's a separation between Colorado and Vegas, and we'll see how it lines up and what would happen. But to me, I don't think there's a big difference between whoever comes out of the East or Carolina or Tampa or someone like that. And Luke could be true with he might be on something there with the hangover, being the champs.
Who's in your Final Four?
I do have a future on Carolina. I also have one on Montreal, which, remember, we were hyping up Montreal right away?
Yes.
And we talked about it. A lot of people in Montreal said, stop it. It's the Fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Toronto, Colorado, Carolina, and Boston.
That's a good Final Four.
A little chalky.
That's really good. I'll replace Toronto and put in Edmonton.
Just give me Toronto, Edmonton, Vegas, yes. Colorado.
Right. Give us those two matchups, and it's a dream come true.
Or whatever happens in the East will be intriguing.
Yeah. Lou, very strong on Boston.
I can see it.
Yep.
Yeah, the other thing, we're talking about hot goalies, and you can do, for a left-off Quick, it was another great one. Does he have two cups? I mean, what the Kings did with Quick?
Yep.
I mean, that guy was sensational, too.
Can we go through
They think they won it as an 8 seed. Didn't they win it as an 8 seed?
What was that stretch we had a decade ago? Wasn't it like Kings, Blackhawks, Kings, or something like that? Didn't each organization win like two or three in like a 5 or 6 year stretch? I got to look that up now at the end of before we get out of here. I got to have that correct.
Carolina looks too easy in the first round. Just no problem with Nashville in the first six games. And to me, it's just that disparity of the special teams. I mean, you are horrible on the penalty kill, and you against a team that's awesome on the power play. What a recipe for disaster that could be. And that's the other thing, too, when you're playing Edmonton. If they get this defense and strong goaltending, well, here we go again with the number one power play. And that's another thing. Why is Toronto's power play so bad?
At home, too.
What is it now?
1 of 43.
That's the running at home in home games?
Yeah.
1 of 43.
That was at least the stretch, unless it... Okay. So I was close. I was in the ballpark. From 2010 on, it went... Blackhawks, Bruins, Kings, Blackhawks, Kings, Blackhawks.
Yeah, that was a good run.
Penguins went back-to-back in 2016, 2017. Penguins also won it in 2009. Remember that stretch that we had before that? It was the Devils in 03, the Lightning in 04.
No.
The Hurricanes in 06, the Ducks in 07.
Was that Jack Lemaire? The Devils ruined hockey with that neutral zone trap that they played. It was so boring. It's terrible.
Pat Burns.
Devils played. But wasn't Brodeur and Jaguar, weren't there fours for a total? Wasn't there a four for a total?
I think that's what, who said that?
Fitz, 3.5, 4. I mean, every Stanley Cup final was 1-1, 2-1.
Then we have, I want to say like in the mid-90s as well, it was 1995, the Devils. That was the team. Okay. I think every game was 1-0 or 2-1.
Back, yeah. Terrible.
And there was no action.
Well, they didn't look a completely different sport. It's awesome. They'll let the stars be stars. They got the goons out of the game. You cut down on fighting.
Right.
They call everything. It's beautiful. Open ice. Let's play.
The NHL really should be one of the most popular betting sports. The younger generation, they have a short attention span. They want instant gratification. You can bet this sport 100 different ways to be paid off in 20 minutes.
And they have the goal first five up every night's playoff game and every other game. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the weekend.
Love the intro, slow intro, very minor oriented, and da 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 da.